Phone Boy Speaks, episode 625, Cracked Coffee DRM.
I thought I had done a podcast on the fact that Keurig, or really the company behind Keurig, Green Mountain Roasters, was going to create a new version of the Keurig coffee system, which it's a little machine that makes coffee, and you put these little pods in the machine too, and then you make a single cup of coffee, which a lot of people like. I personally am an AeroPress person, and most Keurig coffee I've had is absolute crap, and you couldn't pay me really to drink it. I'd rather not drink coffee. That's how bad it is. So anyway, what these boneheads at Green Mountain Roasters thought is, hey, maybe we can increase the sales of our of our pods by putting in DRM and proclaiming it's a benefit to consumers, right? Theoretically, this technology will allow consumers to or the machine to know exactly what you're putting into the machine, and that way you make sure you're putting the right thing in, or more specifically, you're putting in a Green Mountain Roasters approved pod for your Keurig. Well, of course, the reality is that other companies have already reverse engineered this DRM, which surprises absolutely no one who pays attention to this stuff. I mean, this is printer cartridges redux, right? So it's a whole other topic. But and in fact, even from my understanding is that there's case law on this with the printer manufacturers, and the printer manufacturers can't prevent you from refilling your print cartridges if you want to. That's something that that people have you can't be forbidden from doing that. And so again, this is again case law here. I think if Keurig decided to take this to court, I think they would lose very handily based on past case law. And honestly, this was true just about any DRM. If somebody puts out DRM, there's going to be somebody who breaks it pretty quickly. This is nothing new, and it's not I feel no sympathy for Green Mountain Roasters in this particular case. It's you should be able to use whatever coffee you want in the machine that you purchased, and if Green Mountain Roasters feels threatened by this, then maybe they should re-examine their business model and come up with something different. That statement should sound very familiar if you've listened to the past couple podcasts.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.